Pope Francis on Sunday turned his attention to the dramatic predicament of migrants and refugees, whom he said not always find a welcome, but often become victims of human trafficking and slave labour. Speaking to the pilgrims gathered in St. Peter's Square for the Sunday Angelus, the Pope said that on this first Sunday after Christmas, the liturgy invites us to celebrate the feast of the Holy Family. And recalling the gospel that describes the Holy Family's painful exile as it searched for refuge in Egypt, Francis said that Joseph, Mary and Jesus lived the dramatic condition of refugees, marked by fear, uncertainty and difficulties.
Segnata da paura, incertezza, disagi.
Unfortunately today, he said, millions of families face this same sad reality. Almost daily, he pointed out, the media reports on refugees that flee hunger, war and other grave dangers and go in search of security and a dignified life for themselves and their families.
Purtroppo ai nostri giorni milioni di famiglie.
But he pointed out that often when they do find work in faraway lands, not always do refugees and immigrants find true welcome, respect and appreciation for the value that they bring. Their legitimate aspirations, he said, clash with complex situations and difficulties that sometimes appear unsurmountable. So the Pope said, as we fix our gaze on the Holy Family of Nazareth, when it was forced into exile, let us think of the drama of those migrants and refugees who are victims of rejection and exploitation, who are victims of human trafficking and slave labour. And he went on to say, let us also think of those other exiles, I would call them the hidden exiles, who may be marginalised within their own families. The elderly, for example, who sometimes are treated like burdens.
Gli anziani, per esempio.
The Pope concluded his address pointing out that Jesus wanted to be part of such a family and be faced with these difficulties so that no one may feel excluded from God's loving closeness. God, he said, is there where man is in danger, where man suffers, where he flees, where he is faced with rejection and abandon. But he continued, God is also there where man has a dream and hopes to return to his homeland and to freedom, where he has a plan for his dignity and for the dignity of his family. Finally, praying for families across the world, Pope Francis reminded those present that families have a fundamental importance in the church and in society. And after the recitation of the Angelus prayer, he turned his attention to the upcoming consistory and to the next synod of bishops, which will focus on the theme of the family. And he asked the faithful to pray with him for the work of the bishops and for families throughout the world.